Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our joy and privilege to come together again to look into the truths of God's Word and to meditate upon the wonderful, wonderful truth that the Holy Spirit of God has made known to us through the Apostle John. We're reading from that gospel that's named after John. It's the fourth book in the New Testament. I hope you'll get your New Testament or your Bible and join us if you're able to do so. We're in John, and we're in chapter 15. John chapter 15, and we're beginning with verse 20. Last time, we discussed the words of the Lord Jesus as he began to warn his disciples regarding the opposition and the persecution that they were going to encounter. Beginning with verse 18, he said, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they've kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." Here again we see a reference to the Father. Remember, we're looking for the Trinity as we read through these scriptures here in John. Over and over again, God the Father is mentioned by God the Son and the Holy Spirit, all three of them, the triune Godhead. Remember, God is one. We saw that over in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Our Lord is one, and yet, beloved, he reveals himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the Lord Jesus has come, and he is the physical manifestation of the Godhead bodily. Remember, we're told that over in Colossians, that Jesus is the revelation of the Father and the revelation of the Holy Spirit in physical form. And so the Lord says, if they hated me, then they're going to hate my followers as well. And so, beloved, we shouldn't be surprised at persecution. Right now, there are some 37 countries in the world where Christians are undergoing severe persecution because the world hates believers. The world fights against believers. The world does not love the Lord God. They do not love the Father. And the Father said, they will not love you either. Because they hated me, they will hate you also. Why? Because we represent the truth. Remember, Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. He's the only way. And though Satan has devised many false religions, and many false religions are deceiving and blinding many, many people and keeping them from the knowledge of the truth, because that's part of Satan's plan, that's a part of Satan's purpose. Remember what Jesus said about Satan over in the Gospel of John here, and chapter 8, the Lord was speaking to the religious crowd, and he said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him." You see, beloved, there's no truth in Satan. He speaks a lie. He constantly is a master at deception. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He's a liar, and he's the father of lies. And over in the book of Revelation, we find that chapter 12, I believe it is, Revelation chapter 12, and in verse 9 we read these words, "And the great dragon," which is referring to Satan, as we'll see, "the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This is Satan. He deceiveth the whole world. He's a master at deception. And that's why so many people are deceived by false religions. So many people are bound in false religions, and they're in spiritual darkness, and they think they're doing God a favor when actually they're fighting against God because they do not even know God. And so we see, beloved, that's why they persecute believers. That's why believers are hated, because believers represent Jesus, who is truth. Jesus is the truth, and he's the only way to the Father, and that's why so many are deceived and headed for a real, literal lake of fire that is described in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, because they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only way to God the Father. Jesus is the truth, and he is life eternal. He's life. And he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I spoken unto you, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that you might have life through his name. Yes, those words from John, speaking over in 1 John, Jesus is life eternal, beloved. To have Jesus is to know what real living is all about. If you don't know Jesus, beloved, you miss out on real living. Oh, the world offers a false concept of living. And the world tries to con people into thinking that you just have real freedom to live in sin, to live in wickedness, to live in ungodliness, to do vile and sinful and evil things. But, beloved, the people who do those things are in bondage and are not even aware of the fact that they're in bondage by sin, and that only Jesus Christ can liberate and deliver and set them free and give them joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory that's ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, the world's going to hate us. And don't be surprised, as a child of God, if you endure trials and troubles and tribulations, because we're not home yet. This is our earthly pilgrimage, and we're just traveling through this land of dying and this land of death. We're headed toward home, and heaven's our home. It's a land of living. It's a land of life. It's a land of joy. It's a land of peace. It's a place where there is no sin. And, oh, beloved, how wonderful that is going to be, to move into our glorious inheritance in Christ Jesus, to spend eternity with him in the New Jerusalem, as is described in the last few chapters of the book of Revelation. And so, beloved, remember the word. The word remember reminds us how important it is to have God's word hidden in our heart. Remember what the psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Beloved, the Word of God will keep you from sin. Our sin will keep you from the Word of God. And, beloved, that's the truth. how important it is that you and I get into the Word, that you and I be situated in the Word and saturated with the Word, and that we let the Word of truth permeate our minds and permeate our being so that we walk in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, and so our lives will reflect and manifest Him. And thus, beloved, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But if they've kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Yes, praise the Lord, there's some people that the truth of the Word of God begins to penetrate their hearts. The Holy Spirit applies it to their hearts, convicts them of sin, opens their eyes to truth. Perhaps you're listening today, and what we're saying, you're a little uncomfortable, you're a little disturbed about it. That's the Holy Spirit of God working in your spirit, seeking to open your eyes to truth, to draw you to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to a personal relationship with the living God. And, oh, beloved, He says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, believing that Christ died for their sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave the third day, shall be saved. And, beloved, that's the gospel. That's the good news. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And it's the truth, beloved. He does love us with a love that will not let us go. So remember the word, verse 21, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. No, beloved, they do not know the Father. He's the one that sent the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. And, beloved, that's the kind of life I live. You see, Bob Griggs is never going to die. This body I live in, this old earth suit, I'm working on my 80th year in this old earth suit. This earth suit's going to die. But this earth suit's not Bob Griggs. It's just the old house I live in while walking here upon earth. There's coming a day when I'm going to vacate. I'm going to leave this old body. And I'm going to go into the glorious presence of my Lord, who has a new body prepared for me. And I will use that for all the endless ages of eternity. It will be a body that's incorruptible and undefiled, a body that has no sin. And what a glorious body that's going to be that I will live in throughout eternity. Oh, beloved, so many benefits and blessings belong to the child of God. Until next time, goodbye.